coach turns down fans' donation for his calf fine. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. President Hakainde Hichilema has been praised for demonstrating a strong commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians and steering the country towards long-term development since assuming office in 2021. Observers have noted that his leadership came at a critical time when Zambia was wrestling with several economic challenges requiring decisive and people-focused governance to restore confidence and stability. According to Spooky Mulemwa, the UPND presidential campaign team media coordinator for Western Province, the president's leadership approach has created opportunities to opposite years of economic decline through policies aimed at delivering tangible benefits to Zambians. He highlighted initiatives such as the Expanded Constituent Development Fund, CDF, the reintroduction of free education, job creation efforts, and reforms in the mining sector as key interventions designed to stimulate growth and uplift communities across the country. Mulemwa further indicated that these policies measures provide a strong basis for national unity and continuity, particularly as the country prepares for the three-way elections scheduled for 13th August 2026.
Indeed, Zambia was in dire need of focused leadership that could turn around the country's economic fortunes by implementing people-centered policies that could deliver real change in communities, such as the increased and expanded CDF, reintroduction of free education, job creation, revamping of the mining sector, and many others. It's for these reasons we are urging all Zambians, particularly the people of Western Province, to rally behind President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership as he navigates the country to stability and prosperity, and refrain from experimenting with national leadership during the forthcoming tripartite elections slated for 13th August 2026.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on fellow African leaders to strengthen efforts to reform the African Union, AU, so that it delivers tangible benefits to ordinary citizens across the continent. Speaking during the third session of the AU Reforms Committee, chaired by Kenyan President William Ruto, President Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia wants an African Union that works faster, focuses on priorities that matters, and responds to the everyday realities of Africans, from mothers in Mungu to young graduates in Lusaka and farmers in Mukushi. President Hichilema emphasized that boosting intra-Africa trade is critical to unlocking sustainable development. He noted that Africa still trades more with the rest of the world than within the continent, a situation he believes can be reversed through stronger regional integration. The Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, LWSC, has raised concern over incidents of storm water being illegally diverted into the sewer networks, alongside cases of damaged and missing manhood covers reported in several parts of the city. The utility has since deployed technical teams to affected areas to mitigate the impact on the sewer system and prevent environmental damage, particularly during the ongoing rain season. LWSC Public Relations Manager Ruth Mlinga Mukwaya explained that the sewer infrastructure is strictly designed to handle wastewater from households, businesses and institutions, and not storm water or solid waste.
As LWSC, we strongly condemn acts of vandalism, acts of illegal connections to sewer infrastructure, as they undermine service delivery and public health. As a utility, we are working closely with relevant stakeholders like the municipality to strengthen our monitoring and enforcement measures. Furthermore, the company is also reviewing measures to ensure that drainage management by the municipality as well as sewer infrastructure maintenance are coordinated as part of routine maintenance, particularly during the rainy season, to enhance our system resilience.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has advised citizens to be tax compliant and to make the right declaration on imported goods to avoid their goods being seized. ZRA Communication Manager Oliver Nzala has stated that it is not the authorities' desire to seize goods from people, but that they are left without no choice than to enforce the law. Mr. Nzala has noted that it is sad that people still want to smuggle goods and declare or use original fraud to avoid paying tax. He has reminded that the government needs resources to provide services to the people, hence paying tax benefits everyone. He was speaking on the Neighborhood Radio program on One Love Radio.
Ultimately, what we want to do is to collect revenue. It's not in our interest to auction. It's not in our interest to seize. Remember, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, government needs revenue to provide the services that we need as a country. Even the electricity that we're using right now to go live on air, it's because, you know, government is able to find different institutions, including ZESCO and many other institutions that provide, you know, that are used to provide services to the ordinary citizen. We're also looking at good hospitals, roads, social cash transfer. We want to create an inducive environment where businesses can thrive.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has taken a bold step to fight corruption in the procurement process. Speaking at the fourth quarter of the 2025 media briefing, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma says the authority conducted 18 investigations, concluded 13 and suspended 2 companies for submitting false documents and failing to meet controversial obligations. She says CTR Drilling was suspended for 1 year for submitting a false National Council for Construction Certificate, while Wave Tech Innovation was suspended for failing to deliver a Casico router worth over 600,000. Ms. Ngoma says ZPPA also considered 26 appeals from aggrieved purchasers, concluding 20 and directing procuring entities to re-evaluate bids and ensure fairness and transparency.
ZPPA, however, established that the tax clearance certificate for the said bidder was valid as of 31st July 2025. Therefore, ZPPA directed the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services to reevaluate the bids for the above tender and ensure that all documents were verified with issuing institutions in accordance with Regulation 2234 and Regulation 97-2A of the Public Procurement Regulations.
Agriculture News.
And in agriculture news, Kahoma District Commissioner Kashina Shaba says about 90% of farmers who supplied maize to the government through the Food Reserve Agency, ZRA, for the 2025-2026 marketing season have been paid. She says the payment reflects the government's commitment to ensuring that farmers are compensated for their produce. Ms. Shaba has explained that the banks in the district have extended their working hours up to 21 hours to speed up the payment process, enabling between 500 and 600 farmers to receive their money each day. She noted that the remaining payments are progressing steadily as funds have already been released for their purpose. She has since appealed to farmers who are not yet paid to remain patient, assuring them that the process will soon be completed. Ms. Shawa has also clarified that Kahoma District is currently processing payments for its own farmers, while farmers from Rwampa and Kayama are being paid in their respective districts. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. IFU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining.
This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification: National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at 260-763-302-596.